You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming out to you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We're syndicated and distributed on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, Sirius, XM Radio, and Audible. And some new sites that I, again, still have not written the fuck down. Anyway. We are distributed by the following and sponsored by the following: Music, Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, 5050 Global Music Inc., and BMG. We are your hosts. Hostesses with the mostesses. Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse. Together we make Jenny and the Muse. Screenwriter and author China Myers in the house. We've got Derek Webb calling in here shortly. Somewhere. He's here somewhere. You here yet, Derek?
What's that?
Derek Webb,
can you guys,
actor, producer, and all around great guy from New Hampshire. What's up?
The hamster wheel.
New hamster. We got, and somewhere in the world, being quiet in a corner, is Silent Giggles. Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles with a Z. Check her out on Facebook. She's working probably. Who knows? Anyway, but somewhere she's being quiet, as she does everywhere she goes.
Giggling.
Smoking weed and being quiet. That's what she does best.
Happy belated Pearl Harbor Day, right?
Yes, what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was yesterday?
Yeah.
Seventh. All right. Well, that's some verbal shit.
Yeah.
Not well on. Who's still alive, mind you. Who had to go through that shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor. That does so fucking long ago. I don't even know if. I mean, I'm sure there's some people still alive from that whole thing, but.
Yeah.
Craziness, huh, Derek?
Horrific.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Jenny. I don't think I was alive crazy back shit then.
And it's crazy because we're sponsored by Sony. I'm sorry. Sorry. Was that inappropriate humor? Am I going to get fired like Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, I remember that.
Way to go, Jenny.
I remember that.
They had that big tsunami or whatever it was, whatever they call them over there, you know, tsunamis. And yeah, it took out like Japan, and it killed a bunch of people and stuff. And then he made a couple of inappropriate fucking jokes right after it happened.
I remember
like,
that.
Gottfried, I love you, dude, but you killed your fucking career. You shouldn't do that. Never piss off the Japanese. So I'm saying.
Nope.
Love you, Sony.
Oh, wow.
Not fire me.
Not when they're paying you.
I'm independent. They're not paying me yet. It's okay. I'd rather be independent. Working.
I think they were paying Gilbert Gottfried, though.
No, I'm not saying I'd turn down a fucking nice salary. I mean, if Sony, I had a dream. It's fucking funny. Was it not last night, the night before, I had a dream. I woke up. Sony directly hired me and had me doing all the stuff like I do now, but working for them.
Yeah.
And I got like, you know, and they offered to buy, like, you gave me money for a house and a car and a bunch of other shit. And like,
don't forget your sidekick.
Oh, hell no. No, nice. I'll buy your house, too. Whatever you need. I got you. I'll buy you a new car. Whatever you want, China. And you, too, Derek. I got you.
Hey, Jen.
We're going to buy Derek a computer. First thing.
We're going to buy Derek a computer, and we're going to put all three of his children through college.
Hey, Jen.
What's up?
I was going to say, be careful now, because there was once a man who did say he had a dream, and look what happened.
Oh, well, I highly doubt anybody's going to try to assassinate my
ass.
They'll try to assassinate the muse before they'll try to get me.
You know, you can walk in the streets of L.A. and you're thinking, bam, bam, bam.
Muse, so I'll be assed out anyway.
Jen will be standing there in the corner with her vodka bottle and a joint in her hand. Going, yeah, come on,
They'll go after me first.
Fuck it, Derek. You're standing in the corner smoking a blunt, drinking some brandy.
Yeah. And you'll have to do like that one South Park episode. The black people ducked and all the white people got shot. Yeah.
Yes. That was fucking awesome. I was like, yeah! Kill Whitey! Oh, sorry. I didn't just say that. Sorry. Anyway.
Jesus.
Was that wrong? Anyway. We've managed the following bands and artists from around the world. Black Sabbatha. Female fronted Black Sabbath tribute. We got Dawn Marlowe, High Priestess. She'll read your tarot cards, your crystal ball. She won't touch your balls, but she'll read your balls.
She's awesome.
Or what? Wow. Anyway, makes great edibles though. Just never eat them on a Delta flight, on a nonstop Delta flight. Don't eat a whole one. I'm saying.
For real?
Only a half a cookie. Never a whole one. Or you will have a massive anxiety attack like me and the Muse.
For real?
Yeah. Oh yeah, hell yeah!
Then we're on the plane.
I'm in the bathroom.
Nonstop. 5 hours. And the motherfucking heart doing like this.
What's he having there? LSD?
Like when you come up, he wants some more water. Goddamn it!
What was it in there? LSD?
No, really good weed. Apparently,
that was some pretty good shit, huh?
I was like, oh, fuck. Where's the bitch with the water? My mouth is really dry. Where's the bitch with the water? And these little bitches wouldn't come through, and I was just really pissed. So I went to the bathroom, and I did what you're not supposed to do, and that was drink the water out of the faucet in the sink in the bathroom.
No.
This is a sign that literally says, do not do this.
Well, yeah, because it's probably filthy.
Jenny doesn't care. I needed water. Wow. Anyway. Jenny. We also have Cleaver, hard rock band from Chile. We love you, Cleaver. We miss you. Band of Family.
Woo! Last time I was wearing a Freak Show shirt. Today we're wearing a Band of Family. Oh, yeah.
All right. We got Wicked Star. We got author, screenwriter, Chyna Myers.
Yay!
We got Hollywood Nightmare. Freak Show from San Diego, California. We got Berserk, our buddies from Berserk. We love you guys. Check out Dwayne Phelps. We fucking love you. Man, they're badass. They remind me of Body Count. A lot of it, like, you know, like Ice-T, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Really good. And then we got, of course, actor, producer, Webb. Fuck yeah, you can't see him, but he's there. I swear.
Derek Webb.
I'm somewhere. I'm in that little dark shade, like Silent Giggles.
Right. He's the new Silent Giggles.
I said I'm the new Silent Giggles. I'm in that dark little shade, and I'm like hiding out in that little far corner that you guys are
hiding from your four children and your wife.
Actually, that's the sad truth. Yes, no, I'm only joking. Don't let her listen to that broadcast. I won't be back next Wednesday. I'll be hung from a tree.
Yeah. Oh shit! It's like Kenny, South Park. Who killed Kenny?
You bastard!
Right. We got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. Check him out; he's funny as fuck, dude. I'm trying to get him on a James Balsamo movie.
When are you gonna get him on the show?
Yeah. Thomas, I'm trying to get Thomas the Red on the show on here also to talk about his comedy and do some stand-up comedy and whatever. Well, sit down comedy. I don't know, whatever the fuck. He can stand up if he wants to. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We got Vocals. He just did a song with Run DMC, and he's done some songs with other really, really big artists. Really amazing music. He is a creature vocalist. Creature? I don't know. It's interesting. He's completely different. But he was on American Idol. Really good. He played with the Lord Daddy. I also manage him. So Vocals has done music with Star Daddy, Angel Nightmare, and a bunch of other really big bands. We got, of course, like I said, Star Daddy. We got Mortis, the Devil's Reject. And then we got Lillian Sin, or Lillian Mortis, whichever way you want to call her. She's an actress, burlesque dancer, freak show performer, and she does a lot of stuff in that world. They do a lot of horror performances and things like that. Fallen Fury, our metal friends from San Luis Obispo, California. Borderline Radio Show with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We've got Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Band of Family is also from Bakersfield, California. We got Ozzy Train, which is a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute. We got Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. Boffy, or Adam Nuke, whichever one you want to call him. He's a freak show performer, plays with fire, does all kinds of crazy stuff. You got Lucas Humphrey. He is with Green Jello. He performs regularly on Green Jello television every Saturday night. So if you're free in the LA area and you want a great show to go to the corner of Hollywood and Hobart. Hollywood Boulevard and Hobart. And there's it's called Sacred Farts Studio.
I love the name.
Every time, I know. It's Bill, shout out to Bill Manspeaker of Green Jello. We love you.
Yes.
What time are their shows?
Green Jello sucks.
Okay, not too much.
What time are their shows?
They typically start at 8 p.m. and they go all the way to like 1 in the morning or something like that.
Cool.
They like to hang out and party afterwards as well. You may run into Andy Dick if he's there and if he's out of jail.
Ooh.
running all kinds of interesting people down at Green Jello Television. But every Saturday night, the corners of Hollywood Boulevard and Hobart, you can go party for free. You can smoke weed inside, not on the sidewalk, inside, and they pass around blunts and joints, hand out, whatever. And then also, you can drink.
Wait, do they got to have a prescription?
No. Nobody cares. And then they hand out beers and shit. They drink alcohol inside. And as long as you stay inside, you can drink and smoke weed. And it's all for free. And we rock on. Then, of course, got Scott Plant.
Our amazing friend
from
fabulous
New Hampshire. And we're going to be playing.
Scott.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to Scott Plant.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be playing one of his music videos today.
Oh, good. Good.
I got Maze. I manage Maze from England.
They're awesome.
I have DJ King J. We'll be making more of a formal announcement on that one at the end of the month. When we have him on our show for JJ's birthday show, Wednesday, December 29th. So DJ King J will be on the show again. Awesome. As you know, he's been on the show in the past. And then, of course, Our Frankenstein. Nice. I'm taking over management for them.
They're great, too.
I love Our Frankenstein. And then Jocelyn Skye. Jocelyn Skye is performing this Friday night, but we'll go into that in a minute. She's really great. Love her. Really nice person. I got her hooked up with James Balsamo. Nudity scenes are not for everyone.
Yay!
But they are for her.
Jesus.
Hey, you pay her. What does it matter? Hey, you got to make money. God damn it. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in somebody's music video. Let's put me in.
We got you. We're gonna get in some music videos. I know this.
Yeah. I'm
down. We're gonna get in some James Balsamo movies, and we're gonna do some other stuff. We're gonna have a great time. It's a blast.
I'm down.
Shout out to Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer, we love you. We got some shows coming up there. We got Thursday, January 27th. That's my birthday show. We're going to have a great lineup of bands. I'll announce the bands at the end of the broadcast. And then, of course, Saturday, March 5th, we're going to have a night of tribute bands like we do every now and then. And we always have some great bands on that as well. So we'll do more announcements towards the end. But we got a lot of great things going on. Real quick. Thank you to all the people who invited us or shows that we were able to go to last week. Shout out and thank you to James Balsamo again for having us at the red carpet movie premiere of Alien Danger with Raven Van Slender. That was held at the TCL Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California, on Hollywood Boulevard. Shout out to TCL Chinese Theater. Shout out to James Balsamo and the cast of the movie.
It was
fucking awesome. It was fucking funny as shit. We had a great time. You know, of course, later on the way to the after party, Jenny tripped and fell like a klutzy bitch, like she always does, and smashed up my left knee. So now it's my right shoulder, my neck, my lower back, and now my left knee. So I fucked up on all limbs.
How much did you drink before the party? So.
I didn't even drink yet. That was the fucked up part. I hadn't even had the alcohol yet.
Never get Jenny at a premiere. I'm only messing.
It was after the premiere, but before the after party, so it was kind of like...
Oh, so, okay, I got you. That little happy medium you were set to go, and you're all pumped.
Yeah,
and...
I was on the way to call, but hadn't gotten there yet, and I'm a I was born with disjointed hips. Like, my hips are displaced. They're not I'm being completely serious. I was born, my hips aren't completely in the sockets. They're displaced. They're... I don't know, disjointed, I guess, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was a kid, I was really like flexible and able to bend back and weird shit.
Very agile.
But it also makes my feet turn in randomly when I'm walking. It'll be like, this one will turn in, and then I'll walk straight, and then this one will turn in. Or, you know, it's like, it's a fucked up thing. Like, when you see me stand, I'm standing with my feet are like this. It's a pain in the ass, but my mother... Well, I guess number one, didn't want me to go through the surgery. She probably would have had to take care of me. God forbid. Another thing, you know, usual bullshit. Like, my mother just never got me either the surgery or the leg braces. It would have been embarrassing for her, for me to walk with her with those metal braces on my leg with the bar in between.
Wow.
God forbid. God forbid I embarrass you. Anyway, sorry.
That's for you. Yeah, that means, like, now that I let that out. Right?
I'm 48, still have mom.
Yeah, I hear you.
Next, in January, she will have been gone, I think. What is it, 35 years?
God rest her soul.
Oh, wow.
Did she pass? Yeah, RIP and all that. I loved her. I love her, but she was a pain in my ass.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
It is. We all have, a lot of us have parent issues. Fuck it.
Amen.
Okay, so shout out to Green Jello. They played at the Whiskey last Wednesday, December 1st. Sorry not able to make it. I really apologize, dudes, but with the fucked up knee, it was like the first couple of days after I fucked it up. So it was a little, I can't make everything right now. Like, I go to as many shows as I possibly can handle. But I can't make it to every single one, and I'm mad about that because I want to be there for all these people and all these shows, but everything's fucked up, so I have to pick and choose.
Right.
Which really sucks, you know what I'm saying? But it's what it is.
Oh, wow.
It's life, yeah. So I got to deal with what I got to deal with. But anyway, shout out to Green Jello. Love you, Bill. Love you all you guys for, you know, inviting us, and we would love to have been there. Green but Jello, I heard it was a great show, though. And just thank you. We were able to go see last Thursday at the logo, December 2nd. We saw our buddies from Pennsylvania, Corners of Sanctuary.
Oh.
They have been on our show in the past. We have seen them play in the past, and we love these guys, and they're really great people. So we did a little sidewalk interview with them. So check it out on my Jennifer DeVoe Muse page on Facebook.
Cool.
Go see the interview, the little sidewalk interview. I always do it right under the marquee, the big marquee where they have they put all the names of the bands that are playing that night. We always do it right there on that corner.
Cool. And
so, you know, it's like I was hooking on the corner. Just kidding. I was interviewing on the corner. Anyway. Wow. And then, of course, Attack of the Rising played right after that. Shout out to our buddy Tony LaPree and all the guys from Attack of the Rising. It was an amazing show. Both bands were fucking incredible. And we couldn't have had a better time, you know what I mean, unless we were more drunk and high than we already were. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to our guest that was on last week, Circle the Earth, which we're going to play their video Diamonds tonight. Which we were not
incredible,
able to play last week. Incredible band, just super talented. I'm not going to give up until I get them with fucking Sony.
I was going to say, you got to get them.
I'm really trying to get them to stream Sony, but I don't care. I'm going to beat a dead horse till it's dead. I mean, I'm just going to beat the fuck out of it. I'm going to get them. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they played at the Viper Room. Yeah, last Friday, December 3rd, Circle of the Earth played at the Viper Room. I'm so sorry we were not able to make that show. Again, like if I do every single show that I got to go to, I just can't physically do it right now, and I apologize. But Circle of the Earth played at the Viper Room. I heard it was a great show. Guitar and Whiskey Club, shout out to you guys. Michelle, just great people. I love these guys. Michelle Hoover and the lead singer, which is Mark Prudeau. Guys, if you remember, we've had Guitar and Whiskey Club on our show. I believe it was in September. They were interviewed on our show. Really great guys. I love them. Shout out to Jeff Donovan, one of the founders of Guitar and Whiskey Club, and lead singer Mark Prudeau, as well as Michelle, who is
very
like their
talented.
Very cool. Love you guys. And I'm really good friends with Mark Prudeau. So I love that skinny, tall motherfucker. I love him.
I like this. He's nice.
Him and his wife are two of the nicest human beings you will ever fucking meet.
Genuine.
Truly gifted and genuine and talented. Check out their band, Carry On. Carry On Band on Facebook. Go check out their music and music videos. They're really, really good. That's his other project that he does. That's how I met him originally, was with Carry On Band. They've played our concerts in the past, Petey's Place and stuff like that. Really good people and really good band. Shout out to them. And again, I'm sorry I'm not able to make it. I've had a lot of shit going on. Now, shout out to my buddy Warrior Dave, who was on our show last week talking about his birthday festival. Fuck yeah. So Saturday, December 4th, we went out to Characters in Pomona. Shout out to Characters Pomona.
Yeah.
Shout out to Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
Nathan Young, Peter Papa Jr. runs the door. Shout out to all you guys. Shout out to Warrior Dave. It was Warrior Dave Fest 2. So he does his yearly birthday shows. And I do the same, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of took a page out of his playbook, I guess. I don't know, whatever. I started doing my own shows, you know, every year for my birthday. So this one coming up in January will be my fourth year to have a birthday concert. So gotta love that. I always love that. But shout out to all of them for having us at their shows or inviting their shows this past week. We appreciate all of you, everything that you do for the music, entertainment, and movie communities. This coming week, go see Jocelyn Sky, one of my people, and she's opening for Lil Debbie at the Whiskey. I think Lil Debbie is hip hop.
No,
if I remember correctly. No. I think so.
I never met her. I
never heard of her before this. So, but I heard she's really popular. So, Lil Debbie, you know, like eating Lil Debbies. Out of the box.
I love Lil Debbie's.
Right? Who doesn't like some Lil Debbie's?
Who doesn't like Lil Debbie's?
Lil Debbie's. So this Friday, join us December 10th at the Whiskey A Go-Go. We will be making that show. I do not give a fuck. Come hell or high water. I will be there for Jocelyn Sky. She came out with us to the movie premiere last Monday.
Did she?
Her guitarist, yeah. And we had a lot of fun. So... She got a little tipsy on the wine.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What'd you say?
I said, did you know which seat I'm sitting in? Because you said she was tipsy on the wine. So I was mocking. I said, oh, she's probably lost it which seat she was sitting in, huh?
Yeah. She had a good time. We all had a good time. Yeah. You always got a pregame. Always pregame. Smoke a bunch of weed in the car and drink some alcohol. Cause you know, and you go see when you go to the Whiskey, there's two liquor stores across the street.
Okay.
It's across the street from the Whiskey. And the Viper Room is right there on the side also. So you got the everything, it's all right there. So yeah. we pregame.
Cool. Wow.
The drink at the bar are too fucking expensive. Who the fuck can afford that shit?
Yeah. Yeah. I hate to say it, but even when I go to movies, I bring my own popcorn and shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Just like, sneak that in there. You know?
With my kids.
How do you sneak
You gotta have a big pocketbook.
I guess so, shit. It's like my Nana. We used to go to church. Baggies. We used to go to church. She used to have little snacks in her purse and shit. She's like, just pull out. It's like the never-ending purse. You just like start pulling shit out. Start pulling shit out.
Exactly,
you know, it's like those scarves that the magicians use. And they just keep going, yeah, and going and going and going. It's like yeah, that. Yep. The never-ending bottomless purse.
Well, it's just they charge right. So somebody.
What'd you say, Derek?
No, I said some of these places, like the movie theaters and all these big, like if you go to like a Red Sox game, for example, because I live right in New England, I go to the Boston Red Sox games from time to time. And even there, just Christ, I went there I remember my first Red Sox game. I went over to a Dunkin' Donuts inside the stadium. They have a bar, a grill, they have a Dunkin' Donuts. I went over, I'm like, I'm craving a coffee. And they're like, oh, by the way, for a large coffee, they ring me up. They tell me it's like $9 for one large coffee. I'm like,
Jesus.
What? I'm like, they're like, this is Fenway Park. What do you think? I'm like, dude, I understand it's Fenway Park, but for that price, I can go right down to the local Market Basket and buy like 20 pounds of Dunkin' Donuts.
Crazy.
Like right from the start. Like,
$9 for a fucking large coffee. You're not even getting alcohol for the love of God.
I'm not making it up. And then their beer, just for a single, like an average 12-ounce Coors or Budweiser out of the bottle for an average beer right at the game, it's like almost $12, $13 just for one single beer.
I believe
Jesus
it.
Christ.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, for that price, you're better off sneaking an 18 rack in the place. I mean,
I'm putting them all in my pockets and shit. Wearing a long trench coat, a long trench coat with a bunch of pockets. You open it up, you know those pockets where they have the cellars. Like people like whip it over. Remember back in the movies, you open it up and you have all these pockets.
All this stuff. Yeah.
What's that smell? It's just my dog. He's drooling. Don't worry about it.
I farted. What's your point? My farts just smell like popcorn.
Popcorn, candy.
Popcorn flavored farts. Okay, anyway, we're going to play some music videos now. Oh, wait, one last thing. Pandemic Unleashed this Saturday, December 11th at Stages. Come join Jenny and the Muse at Stages in Santa Ana, California. For Pandemic Unleashed. They play at 10:30 p.m. Be there. We're going to have a great time. All right. So I got 5 music videos. I'm going to bang these out. I got Diamonds by Circle the Earth. The Weight by Bantamweight. That's the band we've just discovered
at
Warrior Dave Fest. So you're going to like these motherfuckers. We got Built for This Shit by Freak Show. It's one of my that's one of the bands I manage, Freak Show. And then Are You Ready by Maze. And Destiny by Scott Plant.
Scott Plant.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is start it off. Let's play Diamonds first by Circle the Earth, since they were our guests last week and we were not able to play that one video.
Yeah.
So let's do Diamonds by Circle the Earth. James Real Talk on the Blog. Yeah, let's talk radio.
So gifted. So gifted.
Beautiful.
Fucking amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see now why I want to get them with Sony?
For real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And little Debbie's good, too. That was amazing. You got to get her on the show.
You check her out?
Yeah. Yeah. She's the shit.
That's the great thing about this show is we can introduce to the world people and that in the industry, whether it's music, movies, television, dancers, directors, whatever, we can bring to the world stuff that other people can't and aren't going to. You see what I'm saying? So people get to discover amazing things just from this watching this fucking show.
About it.
Oh, that's why we need to get more people watching this damn show.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, just speaking from experience, I mean, being on your show, Jenny, I mean, you actually, your show alone, I'll be honest, you guys put the foundation down for me in the entertainment industry because, I mean, after that one show we did together, my interview, from there it took off. I ended up in James Balsamo films, and from there it just went on and went on and went on. And like I said, it wasn't for your show does bring a lot of amazing things to a lot of people. So, my hat's off to you. You guys are doing a lot of fabulous things here.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Derek. We work really, really hard for everything we have, that we do. I bust my fucking ass for this.
I know.
You know what I mean? For 10 years. It's been almost 10 years. March 2022 will be my 10-year anniversary in the entertainment industry.
Damn.
So I've had some amazing experiences, met some incredible fucking people along the way, and there's more to come. This isn't gonna ever be over. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna keep pushing forward and going onward and upward to make this a success. All right, so let's play some more music. We're gonna do next, we're gonna do a two-pack. If you could please, Sam, play back to back. We're gonna go Destiny by Scott Plant and Are You Ready by Maze.
Jenny's Real Talk.
Get out. I had to believe in myself that I could excel beyond any doubt. What these voices are loud and they're dragging me down. I'm trying to fight. This weight is heavy to hold. That's all that I know, so I carry it all.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Those
are Sony Buddies, Maze with Are You Ready, and Destiny by Scott Plant. And when we move out there, we're going to be, I'm going to go down to New Hampshire to visit Derek, and we're going to get Scott together, and we're going to make professional music videos for him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Take his stuff, not just like with a picture sitting there. It's going to be like, I want to do full production. That's one of my goals over the next year, is to get Scott Plant's stuff up there.
Don't forget to call me, because I want to be in the video.
Of course. I got you. You're going to have to come to New Hamster, though.
I would.
Okay, cool. all right. We might have time for two videos to close out the show. Let's do a two-pack. Let's do Built for This Shit by Freak Show and The Weight by Phantom.
Hell yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hugs and handshakes, hide.
That's a wrap. Ooh. Thank you so much to screenwriter, author, China Myers. Thank you to Derek Webb, actor, producer, for being on the show today. Yeah. This is Jenny in the News. Till next week, we've got Karen Lowe from Sony. The week after that, Avalanche by Sony, who is a reggae artist. And the week after that, we got DJ King J, JJ's birthday show. Shout out. Ooh. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to all the music. We love it. Love you. Check us out on all social media. James World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, and Sony Music Entertainment. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.